Yeah. Let's get into the tea for the day. What's up,
yes, Brett? And today, Bill Cosby is in court for sentencing. You know, he was found guilty on all three counts of aggravated indecent assault, but he was able to stay home and wait for sentences. But now, today is the day. He's facing up to 30 years, but he could get nothing more than probation. But prosecutors obviously want
nothing less
want
than
him
probation?
He can get nothing more than probation, but the maximum of 30 years.
Okay.
But so the prosecutors obviously want him to go to jail till he's 110. So we're going to see how this goes.
House arrest is jail.
You know what I'm saying? I was telling Rich about this. I'm like, this is going to cost him more money to house him because he's going to have to be separate from everybody. He's blind. He's going to need some help.
Like, going to need people to cut up his food.
Needs. Yeah, it's
feed
gonna
him.
A lot.
It can cost a lot.
I don't know.
I wonder if they're going to make him get a job in there. Okay,
to
never
do
mind.
What?
He can make Jell-O.
Okay.
He's stupid, right, and put it right. Pops for a nickel a day.
Y'all are dumb. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So Drake and Migos, they had to cancel two Miami shows this weekend. Drake said it wasn't production issues, it was all on him. He said, I got ill so fast and I never experienced anything like this in my life. Drake was sick, he couldn't perform.
Hangover.
He must have been
food poisoning.
Or you got a baby going away. Something going on. Donald Glover also got injured this weekend.
Childish Gambino?
Childish Gambino, exactly. He may have broken a foot at a show in Dallas. People were saying that he may have misstepped the dance move. I'm thinking he did probably miss This Is America.
He was going to JB Block Boy.
He could have been doing that. He might have did it during This Is America. He did anything in that video. So, but I also saw that he was attempting to do split, so he might have broke a testy. I don't know.
So hold on.
He might have broke a testy.
So I don't know if they got a cast for that.
So they canceled the show over the foot.
No, he ended the show early because of whatever happened. Either his foot or
his testy. He could have sat down and performed.
I don't know.
Well, remember Drake tore his ACL on stage, so maybe it's the new thing.
That's what I'm saying. They need to be taking calcium shots. I don't know what y'all got going on. Y'all health not right if y'all messing up on stage. I don't know. So we talked about Maroon 5 doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
In Atlanta.
So sources say that they're looking to negotiate with Cardi B.
Yeah, they better bring some features. They better bring T.I.
They're
out
looking
there.
To bring. I was trying to figure out. We'll talk about that in a second. But they're trying to get Cardi B out there because she has a song together with Maroon 5. But from what I'm seeing, she's saying she only want to do it if she has her own set. Right?
I ain't mad at you, Cardi.
Right? You know, put that foot
get,
down.
Get everything while you can.
Put it in their throat, sis. So,
Cardi, tell them you ain't dealing with them unless they let you get your own set.
So, wait, what do you think? So, who do you think of Atlanta artists that they should bring out on stage that would appeal to mainstream?
Migos.
That's what I think, too. I think Migos would be a good look.
Migos, but in Atlanta, it's different. There's some dude down there probably named Shucky White who probably hot right now that we don't know about yet.
Right. But
that's a fact, though, Reg.
We have to do big names on Super Bowl stage. So, people are like,
There's some dudes down there who's selling out big arenas that we don't know yet. I'm telling you.
What, when Shucky, NFL put them on?
Shucky White Dollars is probably hot down there right now.
You changed his name, he's not valid. All right, so Chief Keef's California house was robbed this weekend. Three robbers hopped over a wall and threw bricks to his window. One of them made it in and got some money, but there were plainclothes cops in the area because I guess there have been robberies in the area. Whole time, Chief Keef didn't even know he was being robbed. He was in the house and didn't even know he was being robbed. What type of bread you got?
No, that's lies. He was hiding.
He was hiding.
He heard it.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, wait a minute. A brick went through the window. You didn't hear
it. I'm going to see how big is your house. You can't hear a brick through
somebody
the window.
Somebody taking your money. You can't hear
it. Man, if somebody trying to open the door.
He got a studio in the house. He got a studio in the house. Oh, he was recording?
Yeah. He could have been in the bunker.
He was in.
All right.
Yeah, he was hiding.
Can I cover one last story?
Go ahead.
We talked about Kevin Hart and how he talked about Cat Williams, how he ruined his own career by choosing drugs and that he never put people on. So one of the people that he named was Leslie Jones. Right?
From Saturday
Night
Live?
Let's dog, right?
Okay.
So she wasn't having it. So she goes, real talk, both of them N-words need to keep my name out their mouth unless they using it to eat my vagine.
Wow. She about 6'6".
Yo, that's a big woman,
they gotta
okay? So none of those N-words put me on or any woman. What did he do to put women on? He didn't help females that wasn't on his tour. F that N-word. She said, talking about Kevin Hart. She said, at least Cat put me on his tour. Kevin could have put me on a long time ago, but he never respected me or my comedy. And trust, I can call his card, and he knows I can. Both Kevin and Cat was the same to women, like all these N-words in the game. At least Cat put women on his tours, whatever. Kevin told me one time I would never make it. And she said, I made it without either one of them. Chris Rock put me on, and Neil Brennan, a white comic, all caps. Nobody's telling the truth, and they need to shut the F up. That's the word from Les Dog.
Cat did put a lot of women on his tour, and he beat a few of them. He got some lawsuits and everything. So, hey, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know, but I don't. The Kevin Hart thing, though, I haven't seen him put anybody on his tour. His dudes pretty much stay in the background a lot of times.
The Plastic Cup Boys.
Yeah. I mean... And I've seen Tiffany Haddish.
This is where you got to watch what you say, because you don't know what somebody going to say to what you say.
No, that's the whole fact, because I'm like, even Tiffany Haddish, I don't recall him putting her on. I feel like he's, you know,
he gave
Tiffany
her $300 when she was sitting in the day, sleeping
but
in her car.
You wasn't like, oh, it's my girl Tiffany until now. So
when you've seen her, so you're saying when she was sleeping in the car, right. You should have put her on
there. Put her on, but now girls ship, now you on the bandwagon.
Oh, okay. That's it for the team.
That's it for the team.
All right, Rex.
Yeah.
It's always been a pleasure, brother. You got any shouts real quick?
Right back at you, man. Shout out to everybody that checked in today. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everybody went to that show Saturday, man.
Yes. Shouts out to RBRM. Shouts to Mike Bivens calling me up.
Listen, we got to break that down. So, the show in one part of the casino, Major Lazer on the other side,
yeah.
And Meechie in the middle.
And Meechie in the middle.
Meechie's so lame.
Out of control.
It was crazy up there.
Out of control.
Yo.
All right, we got to get up out of here. Hey, 1:30, I'm going to give you a word to win tickets to the Weekend Survive concert. Keep it here. It's High 937.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.